Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison joining us here in the studio to help us wrap up the week. How are you?
Oh, I couldn't be any better. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. So you guys had a public hearing last night, right, on the budget. First one of two, because there's going to be another one next Thursday. But what did you hear in round one?
Well, we only had a few people come and speak last night. We heard some folks from the Hillsborough Arts Council asking that the board consider fully funding their request. We also heard from Commissioner-elect James Etta Bedford came and spoke in support of additional funding for a range of mental health programs and providers. And then we heard from a representative from Habitat for Humanity talking about their Brush with Kindness program, which is where they do urgent repairs for low-wealth residents. And so, three areas that the commissioners are always looking out for: the arts, affordable housing, and the social services that are needed in the county.
So, is it typically organizations that are representatives of organizations that come to public hearings like this, or is it a mix?
Well, there are lots of folks come out asking for more money for the schools. So you get parents and you get teachers and school staff. That's often a big component of the comments we get, but also from organizations that are either have requested money from the county and would like to get more, or from organizations that are generally supporting some issue and appreciate or would like to see more priorities for whatever that issue is. So often we'll often have affordable housing providers come and speak generally about funding for affordable housing as opposed to some particular funds for a program of theirs.
Yeah, so that was hearing number one. Hearing number two is going to be, that was in Hillsborough. Hearing number two is going to be this coming Thursday, the 17th, 7 o'clock in Chapel Hill at the Southern Human Services Center. Do you ever find a difference between people who come out to the Hillsborough meetings versus the Chapel Hill meetings, or is it just a lot of similar comments just based on convenience?
I think for things like this, where there are essentially the same meeting in two places, I think people go where it's most convenient.
Right,
but certainly when there's, an issue of high public interest, folks will come out wherever the meeting is if they want to speak on it. So, next week we have a big, on the agenda next Tuesday.
Yeah,
this
I skipped over that
of the,
one.
Of
yeah.
the of the flagpole the ordinance. And so that's in Chapel Hill. But I think we'll have lots of folks from all around the county come out and to be speaking on that issue.
Yeah, I want to get to the flagpole issue here in a second. Still on the budget, though, what are some of the key kind of questions that you still have or fellow commissioners still have that you're trying to weigh as you start to wrap up that process?
I think one of the, I think generally the commissioners are very pleased with the manager's proposed budget. Bonnie Hammersley did an excellent job reconciling the essential needs and the priorities that the commissioners and the community has shown: education, affordable housing, but also recognizing that this is really a continuation budget. Mm-hmm. There isn't really any kind of expansion items funded, with very, very minimal exceptions. There's the anticipation of a tax increase in order to start paying the debt service on the bonds that were passed in 2016. So really, I think there's a general sense that she's done a good job in trying to, it's not an austerity budget or anything, certainly by no means. There is continuation, there's adjustments to salaries and things for inflation, for health insurance, for example. So I don't really have too many questions. I think there are some commissioners who would like to see a little more money go to the schools. Mm-hmm. There's some commissioners who have some other ideas about where they would, to the extent there's any money that we have any flexibility on as to, where that might be directed. But I think overall the commissioners recognize that this is designed to be a continuation budget rather than a time to be funding new initiatives and new programs. Again, because of the reality, we have not had a tax increase in the last couple of years, several years, I think.
4 years, I think, right? Yeah.
And so there's the and I think that, we did a good job meeting all our needs without having to to raise the taxes. Again, the sort of the, you know, extraordinary, in literally the sense, extraordinary spending of the, you know, the $125 million school bond and the $5 million affordable housing bond, require some revenue increase to offset that debt. And that, you know, that's why those kind of bonds get put to voters, right? It's really their decision to say, and I think we did a good job explaining to people during that time, this is, if these pass, this is the reality of the schedule of when they have to get paid off.
So I was kind of curious about that because, like, Orange County commissioners have done a good job kind of holding off, and the county manager has done a really good job kind of holding off on tax increases for several years. Chapel Hill, kind of the same thing. Carborough, same thing. And this year, it all kind of seems to be coming to a head in each individual municipality. Chapel Hill talking about a decent tax increase, Orange County too. Is that just a coincidence, or are there sort of external pressures that are hitting all of the municipal governments that are leading to tax increases all this year?
That's interesting. You know, I hadn't thought about it, that it was, I do think the idea that you're just not going to raise taxes is untenable when you have a vibrant, engaged community that has real priorities and real demands. And I think certainly what I think the Carborough alderman heard, what the Chapel Hill Town Council heard, and what the commissioners heard was that affordable housing is really become an urgent priority for the community. And mm-hmm. so what you see are the governments reacting to that. And so Carborough's tax increase is entirely dedicated to creating funding affordable housing. Chapel Hill's talking about an affordable housing bond. Mm-hmm. The county's increase was based in part on the affordable housing bond. So I do think that I don't know about the sort of synchronicity of it, whether there are external pressures. Certainly the county having to start paying the debt on the bonds couldn't wait. And so, but I do think that there's a real commitment in the community now for us collectively to address these affordable housing issues in particular.
Speaking with Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison, orangecountync.gov is the county's website. Go there and get more information, including the agenda for next week's public hearing on the budget. That's going to be Thursday at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. But wait, there's more, because on Tuesday at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road, another public hearing, and as you said, this is going to bring probably a lot of people out to talk about the, it's not the Confederate flag ordinance, but it's an ordinance on the size and the height of flag displays. That's a conversation that's happening around the same time as this Confederate flag issue is kind of raising its head in the county. So what have you heard so far, and what do you still want to hear from community members that'll help you sort of make the final decision?
Well, I've been hearing lots of things from lots of people. That this obviously is an issue that people feel very passionate about, certainly this conversation was prompted most recently by the decision to fly this tremendously large flag in Orange County. But it's certainly the question about Confederate symbols, Confederate monuments, the neo-Confederacy, the legacy of discrimination is one that our community and this country has been wrestling with, you know, everything from going back to Charlottesville to the, ongoing organized protests around Silent Sam and the debate around the schools last year and about having these symbols in schools. So but what's on the agenda is an ordinance that does not, it's not a Confederate flag ordinance, mm-hmm. right? It's part of the Unified Development Ordinance. It's an amendment to the Unified Development Ordinance that will put limits on the height of flagpoles and the size and the number of flags that can be flown on those flagpoles. I think the folks who have been calling for these for some kind of regulation are folks who have been organizing against anti-racist organizing around these mm-hmm. symbols. A lot of the folks who we're hearing from on the other side see this as a question of free speech and private property rights and discount the sort of neo-Confederate critique. And we're hearing a lot from both folks. I think, the reality is that this is you know, this is a content-neutral ordinance, which mm-hmm. means that if it passes, what it does limit, again, is the size of a flag you could fly, the height of a flagpole that you can put on your property. And but if within those, if this amendment gets passed within those guidelines, a person can fly the flag of their choosing. And it does not, you know, those size restrictions apply regardless of the flag you're flying. And so these are exactly the kind of restrictions that the Supreme Court has said are reasonable. You know, and I mean, I've heard from a lot of people saying you can't regulate, you know, what I do on my private property. And that's just not true.
Indeed,
I mean,
you can.
That's
yeah,
right. I
yeah.
mean, that all of zoning is the regulation of private property, right? Mm-hmm. And we every local government says how you can use your private property.
You know, there'll be people in the county who are like, well, since you brought that up.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, but, you know, people don't think about it until their next door neighbor, you know, decides they're going to start, you know, slaughtering animals mm-hmm. in their backyard, or, you know, not creating their own landfill in their front yard,
yeah.
or puts up, you know, a billboard or something else, or plays music so loud in the middle of the night. I mean, certainly, you know, this country has elevated property rights historically very high. It's, you know, it's part of the legacy of our country. But there are limits, you know, mm-hmm. and we just saw, you know, in Eastern North Carolina, we just saw Smithfield Foods
yep.
Get hit with what was a $50 million verdict because of how some uses on some properties, private property, mm-hmm. were impacting the quality of life for neighbors to those properties. And so this ordinance, I think if it gets passed, fits in within those First Amendment restrictions, and I think would be a reasonable accommodation of the interest that we've heard from the community.
Yep, and content neutral, I think, is the key for kind of the legal question, right? So you could fly a small Confederate flag, you couldn't fly a giant American flag. It's
That's
the
right.
size that matters.
That's yeah. right. It's the size and the height, and
yep.
so it doesn't matter what's flying. And I think we mentioned the last time or a couple of weeks ago
Bob Evans case.
Yeah, the Bob
yeah,
Evans
yeah.
case from Durham. That was about an American flag. It's just a giant American flag. And, you know, Durham had very similar restrictions on size and height, and Bob Evans sued them and mm-hmm. sued the city, and the city won. The court said, no, this is a content neutral. You can have your flag. It just has to be within the guidelines of the ordinance.
Yeah. So that public hearing is Tuesday, 7 o'clock, Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Time frame on when commissioners might make a final decision?
Hard to say. I mean,
yeah.
they could conceivably vote Tuesday night. They could,
okay.
based on what they hear from folks, they may want to ask the staff to go back and tweak the ordinance
mm-hmm.
and, you know, to take into account. I mean, part of the reason we have these public hearings is because we want to know what people think. And we want to, and hopefully we also want to provide information about, you know, clear up any misinformation about what we're trying to do or what the ordinance would do. And so there could be a vote on Tuesday. There could, you know, there could also be a request for more information. The hearing could be continued, held open, with different additional instructions to staff.
Yeah, sounds good. Anything else on your mind? You got those two public hearings coming up next week. What else are commissioners thinking about?
Well, I think everyone is really consumed with the budget.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. And of course, you know, at least these local governments in this community are. You know, a little bit on tenterhooks as the legislature comes back into session.
Mm. Which is next week, right?
Next week,
yeah.
Next Wednesday. I was very gratified to see both school districts in Orange County decided to close on the 16th.
Oh, Alamance teachers. Today also made the
oh,
same
fantastic.
Vote. Yeah,
that's
just heard
very
that
exciting.
From our news director, Blake Hodge. You reminded
so,
me.
Yeah, I think they're up to about...
Close to 20.
20, yeah.
yeah.
And a lot of the big ones.
Yep,
so
yep.
I think it's... I'm encouraged to see that people understand... you know, the importance of education, and really are getting, there's a better sense of the legislature's role in all this.
Yes.
And how, you know, when the legislature pulls stuff away, the counties can't replace that either quickly enough or substantially enough
yep.
in any way that's financially tenable. So,
yep. OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on the county. Mark Dorison, as always, thank you so much.
Great to be here. Great to see you, Aaron.